beginning with Parshas Bamidbar and through Parshas Nasa, you find that Bnei Levi are counted. Somewhat surprising that they're counted differently. Originally, in Bamidbar, Paragimel, the Seder is Gershon Kohas Merari. That's something which is very reasonable. That is a chronologic Seder. And the Torah says they're counted Miden Chodesh. That typically is considered to be the most appropriate census. And all of a sudden, then later, in Perek Dalet, you have Bnei Levi that's counted again. Here, the Torah mentions the order is different. Kohas is counted first, and the ages are different. The counting begins with those who are Ben Shloshim. Obviously, if you're counting the members of the Shevet, you're going to count at a younger age. If you're counting the function of the Shevet, when they would engage in Avoda, so therefore you're not going to start with Mi Ben Chodesh, but rather at the age of 30, where they're positioned in order to perform the Avoda. So first, Shevet Levi is counted simply in terms of the numbers of the Shevet as a whole. And then the Torah now tells you that we're going to recount based on its function. Numbers of the Shevet, it makes sense to start with Gershon, who is the Bechor. But if you're talking about the function, Bnei Kohas were the Tohani Aron. They carried the Aron Hashem. They carried the Aron Hashem. In fact, the Kli Yakar points out that the Torah specifically did not give that to Gershon in order to demonstrate that those who carried the Aron Hashem, that was not the privilege that was based on your birthright as being a Bechor. That is something that indeed was earned. That is something that was deserved, and therefore, Bedafka Kohas were chosen in order to be the Nosei Ha'aron. And this is a fascinating mitzvah, not only that which is found in the Midbar, but that's a mitzvah ledoros of Nesias Ha'aron, And the Torah tells us here in Perek Zayin, in Parshas Nasa, that Nei Kohas Lo Nasa, they were not given wagons, agalos, because their role was to go in and to carry. And here the Torah insists, Bakasev, Esau, that you cannot go ahead and take the Aron and place it on a wagon. It has to be carried directly in a more intimate way. And therefore, Bakasev, Esau. When you look in the Rambam, in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Lamedalid, the Rambam in Hilchos Klei Hamikdash for Gimel Achaches, the Rambam writes one Chiddush after another. Chiddush after Chiddush after Chiddush. The Rambam writes the following. You should realize that the fact that Bnei Kohas carried the Aron, that was only a Horasha. Only a Horasha. That certainly is not true as a Mitzvah Ledoros. The Mitzvah Ledoros is Shiisu HaKohanim. Shiisu HaKohanim. The Mitzvah of Nesias Aron is something that the Kohen does. The Kohen does. That was not something that was given at all to Shevet Levi. What do you mean? But here it is. Shevet Levi is doing so. Oh, the Rambam writes, you know why that was true? Because of Miut Mispar HaKohanim. How many Kohanim were there at that time? You're going to have a mitzvah carrying an Aron. You're going to have a mitzvah carrying the Kelim. You have a handful of Kohanim. So therefore, it was necessary to go in and to empower the Levim. But that was only considered to be a Rosha. That was not considered to be a Chiv Ledoros. So the Rambam writes, incredible, in Mitzvah Lamedala, that the mitzvah changed. Originally, it was something which was incumbent upon the Levim, more specifically, Bnei Kohas. But ultimately, it shifted, and therefore the mitzvah was Shiisu HaKohanim. Well, that's something indeed which is stunning. That's what the Rambam writes in Sefer HaMitzvos. When you look in Klei HaMikdash and Gimel Ches, there the Rambam continues. The Rambam continues. Number one, the Rambam writes, realize that Levi is a Horasha. Good. Then the Rambam writes the following. You know, let's jump a little forward. A little Parshas Baloscha, Periches. The Torah tells us when the Levi reaches the age of 50, he's obligated to retire. He's obligated to retire. V'lo ya'avod od. Retirement is at the age of 50. You know what the Rambam writes? That also was only a Horasha. The Horasha was that they were the ones who carried the Kelim. You know, you reach a certain age and, you know, your strength diminishes and therefore there comes a point in time where you should no longer do so. But if that was only a Horasha, that the Levim were the Nosei HaKelim, so in such a case, the cap of Chamishim should also be a Horasha. Well, so the Ram writes to Dinim Daraisa. Who carried the Kelim? That was a Horasha. Number one, Mi Ben Chamishim Shana. That also was a Horasha. Well, Chiddush number three, the Rambam writes, so is there an age of retirement when it comes to the Levi? You're going to say, yeah, the Pasuk says 50. No, that's only a Rasha. So when should the Levi retire? Oh, L'doros, the Rambam writes, the Levim were the ones who sang Shira and Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, Mishis Kalkel Kolo Meirov HaZikna. You reach a certain age that the quality of your voice is no longer what it was in the past. No, the voice starts to change. No, it's time to retire. No, that's an important Musar Askan life. No, you have to know when to retire. No, say no, sometimes. Achazan, no. In his prime, he was great. You know, it reaches a point. You know, he's Kalkel Kolo Meirov HaZikna. You know, so you take him aside in a very nice way and you say, you know what, emeritus, now it's time to let somebody else come. Oops, that's what the Rambam writes. The age of retirement depends on the quality of the voice. Wow. Then the Rambam writes the fourth Chiddush, Adin Daraisa, Yerali. Yerali is found roughly 100 times in the Rambam, right? That's something where you don't find an absolute makar, but nonetheless, the Rambam writes that, you know what, it appears clear to me that even when a Levi has to go ahead and retire because Mirov HaZikna, he's no longer to be able to sing Shira as he did, but he doesn't have to fully retire. He can just shift his responsibilities. So therefore, he's Nifsa Milomar Shira, but Yiyu Min HaShorim, but he can be a gatekeeper. Well, why can't he be a gatekeeper? No, the Levim were the Shorim, and they were the Shorim. So when you reach an age that you can no longer be the Mishorer, so now you can be among the Shorim in order to go ahead and do, maintain the Mishkan itself. A Pashrub shot that the role of the Levim, number one, was aspects of Avoda. That's true. Shira. Number two was the basic maintenance. Who is it that maintained the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash? You know what the answer is? The Levim. You know, the Ritzvah was full of dam. Who do you think cleaned the Ritzvah? No, the Levim. I'll tell you a fascinating Chiddush, and that's the following. When the Torah speaks about Matanos, the Torah says, Chelef Avodasan, Parshas Korach, no? They're Zochet to Matanos as like a Schar Pu'ula, So I tell you, incredible Ha'ara, that you'll tell me, it's against the Kselos, maybe that's true, no, but I'll tell you this Ha'ara, that Chelef Avodasan is only found in Chumash from beginning to end, only when it comes to the Levi and not when it comes to the Kohen. That I think is a very important hour. If I ask you, why is it that you're giving truma to the Kohen? It's not necessarily because of Chelef Avodasan, Schar Pu'ula. It's because, you know what, that the Kohen is working for us and we're paying. No, we're not necessarily paying. We're not paying. The Levi would give Maaser. Why do we give Maaser? That's what the Pasuk says, Chelef Avodasan. The Levi is taking care of the structure, the maintenance, the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash. That's Schar Pu'ula. So I'll tell you, it's like incredibly, incredibly meduyak that the Torah only uses the term Chelef Avodasan when it comes to the Avodah Salavim, and not when it comes to the Avodah the Kohen. The Avodah Kohen. You know? When the Torah describes why you give Maaser to Levi, Chelef Avodasan. When the Torah describes why you give Truma to the Kohen, you know? It's very, very different. It's very, very different. It's as if you're giving Truma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kohen is Zoche because, Shluchei Derachman and Shluchei Didan. It's a very, very different relationship. You know, there's a Tosus, Psachim Amad Beis Amad Beis. Tosus is bothered by the following. The Gemara there has Halacha, Din Daraisa, Ein Nesina Pachas Mishavabut. Whenever the Torah says v'nasan, titein, it always means it has to be d'mei nasina. It has to be shavabruta. Okay. So for example, if a zar goes in each truma, you know what? He has to go ahead and pay the coin for that which he did. And he has to add a chomesh, no? So the Gemara says, it has to be at least a shavabruta. Because Einasin Epochet, Tosus raised the following kasha. Psachim Abeis Abeis. What do you mean? When it comes to Truma, the Pasuk says, no, Titein lo. You have to give Truma to the Kohen. And how much Truma do you have to give to the Kohen? Tosus, Chita Achas Poteres Esakri, a grain. A grain is worth a Shavu Peruta. A grain is worth a Shavu Peruta. It's So Tosfos is bothered. When it comes to Chomesh, the Gemara says, Ein nesin epachas yishor peruta. And yet, when it comes to Truma, that's not true. What do you mean? The Torah uses the term of Nosan Titein, both when it comes to Chomesh and when it comes to Truma. So when do you assume that Dindarai Sabina Sipakh Sharpurta? But Satosos writes an incredible, incredible yesod. How do you translate the word titin? No? I'll tell you there are two possibilities. No? One is to give and one is to pay. No? Sometimes titin means to give. Sometimes titin means to pay. Nesinas Tashlumin. Nesinas Tashlumin. I went ahead and I ate the chum of the Kohen. You know what the Torah says? You have to pay the Kohen for the chumah that you ate. Pay the Kohen. Pay the Kohen. That's where you have the din d'arayis of Ein Nesin Epachas Yishor Peruta. It's an act of payment. It's an act of payment. I go in and I give the chumah to the Kohen. I pay the chumah to the Kohen. I'm paying the Kohen for his services. I'm paying... No, you're not paying the Kohen for his services. Matnos Kohuna means you're obligated to give the Kohen the chumah. So Tosfos says something incredible. Chomesh is Nesinas Tashlumin. But Truma is not Nesinas Tashlumin. And that's why Chita Achas Poteres HaSakri, because there is no such halacha of Shavu Brutza when it comes to Truma. You're not paying the coin, you're giving the coin. Now it says the following. The Levi you're paying. You're paying the Levi. Chilef Avodasa. Chilef Avodasa. But not true when it comes to Kohen. Hamatana Sayin V'lokim Hu V'hu Baruch Hu Zikalehem. You're giving it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And... I'll tell you something amazing in Parshas Korach. Neither a Kohen nor a Levi has a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Take a look at the Psukim. Why doesn't a Levi have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael? You know what the Torah says in Parshas Korach? Because I gave him Maaseh. What do you need a chelek? You're sustained through Maaseh. Gevaldik, no? Why doesn't a Kohen have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael? You know what the Pasuk says? Ani chelkecha v'nachal asa. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm their chelek. I'm their chelek. That's so different, no? The reason the Kohen doesn't have chelek in Eretz Yisrael is because, you know what? You're in charge of the Avodas HaMikdash. Ani chelkecha v'nachal asa. Ani chelkecha v'nachal asa. The Levi, why don't you have? Because I've given you an abundance of Maaser. You don't have to work the land here. You have Maaser. That's going to be enough to go into to sustain you. But that, I think, is an important distinction. That's Tosfos' discussion. So the lady has many, many tasks. Many, many tasks. It's true that Shira, but that's one of. The primary focus of Levim is Kibbun HaBayis. Oh, so the Rambam writes, you reach an age of retirement. Retirement for Shira means Yiskalko Kolam Rav Hazikna. And retirement from those other things really will depend on your ability to perform those other things. The Rambam writes, it's not a Gemara, but you're really very mistaber. It's not going to be a Shir Katsuv. Either Torah says a Shir Katsuv, you're 50 years old, step down. No, that was only a Horasha. That was only a Horasha. No? You know, it's inspiring. You have one halach in the Rambam, Gimel Ches, and you have four Chidushim Daraisa. Not just in one Rambam. No? One halacha, right? Four Chidushim Daraisa. No? That, here what you find in the Parsha is a Horasha. 50 is a Horasha. The shear of retirement for Levi is Yiskal Kokolo, and that only affects shear, doesn't affect other aspects of Avod. Wow. So that's something which is stunning. So that's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet. Wow. So Lidoros. Who are the Nosei Aram? The Kohanim. That's the Rambam sheet. Take a look in Parsha Seke, right? In Perek Yud Pasuk Ches. The Pasuk says the following, that Ba'isahi, Hivdel Hashem et Shevet Levi, Oh, Kadosh Baruch Hu set Shevet Levi apart. Lasso says Aram Bris Hashem, to carry the Aram, and Lamad Lifnei Hashem, L'shorso u'levarech b'shmo. I've designated this group to carry the Aram, and to perform the Avodah and levarech b'shmo. To give the bracha to Klal Yisrael. Who is that pasuk referring to? So I'll tell you, unbelievable. According to the Rambam, it's beautiful. The pasuk is referring to the Kohanim. Parshas Ekev says the following. that eventually I separated the Kohanim, and the task of the Kohen is A, Lasis Esaron, and B, Lashar Sovereth Bishmo. Beautiful, beautiful. No? The Pasuk is seamless. The Pasuk is seamless. That's because the Rambam understands that Ladoros, 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 the Chiyuv of Lasis Esaron Bis Hashem is the Kohanim, not the Levim. Take a look at Rashi in that Pasuk. No? Yud, Pasuk Ches, Nekev. Rashi's father. Wait, the pasuk doesn't read so well. La says the Sarbi Hashem is referring to the Levim. The Shar Sabrach Bishmo is referring to the Kohanim. So Rashi writes, you know what? Enoch Enami, that's true. That's how you have to read the pasuk. Hived Lashem as Shevet Levi. Kadosh Baruch Hu separated Shevet Levi. Shevet Levi is made up of Levim and Kohanim. You know what? Because the Levim are Lasei Sesaron B'ris Hashem. And the Kohanim are the Shor Sovereth Bishmo. Rashi's forced to read the Pasuk differently, you know? There's a general statement, Shevet Levi, broken down into a division of roles between the Kohanim and Levim. According to the Rambam, you have to read the Pasuk that way at all. No? The whole Pasuk is referring to the Kohanim. The Kohanim. What do you mean? The Levim are the Noseyarim? No, no. The Levim were the Noseyar. But not Ladoros. Not Ladoros. So, Hibd Lashem is Shevet Levi Ladoros is a reference to, according to the Rambam, the Kohanim. Wow, that's something which is heavy. If you look in the Chidushin HaGrizal Rambam, you know, in the very end, there are letters. So this is the second letter. Michtav Beis is this Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. And then the Briskra mentions that Pasuk in Parshas Ekev, according to the Rambam, is referring to Mekohanim. Who disagrees? Oh, Adiyuk and Rashi. Good, 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 good. Who really takes on the Rambam? The Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs? And Shorish Gimel. Shorish Gimel is where the Rambam writes that in order to be counted in Taryag Mitzvos, it must be that which is Noheges Ladoros. Noheges Ladoros. Ahora Asha does not belong in Taryag Mitzvos Nemar Shenisina. The Rambam even writes, if you're going to count every Ahora Asha, you're going to have hundreds of more Mitzvos. Well, that's like a give out. You have homework, no? The Rambam writes, you're going to have 300 additional mitzvahs, no? Because that's an assignment, no? Make the list, no? But that's what the Rambam writes. You're going to count Ahora Asha. You're going to have hundreds, 300 more mitzvahs. You know what? Taryag mitzvahs on Rosh Mesina means Ladoros, Ladoros, Ladoros. If something is Ahora Asha, it's not Taryag mitzvahs on Rosh Mesina. The Rambam writes something which is magnificent, no? I know that that's true. I know that that's true. Oh, because Torah Sivon Moshe, Morasha. The Rambam writes, a Morasha is everlasting. A Morasha is everlasting. A Morasha is a Morasha. Morasha means a heritage, no? Heritage. Something which is enduring, something which is everlasting. It means it's something that you're always connected to. Always connected to. Where do you find the word Marasha in Chumash? Torah Tzei Marasha. One more place, no? Masati Lechem Marasha. Eretz Yisrael. Those are the only two references in Chumash to Marasha. Eretz Yisrael and Tov. Letzad HaShav HaShavem. Doros. Ladoros. No? Ladoros. That's an indelible link that Klal Yisrael has, which is Ladoros. That's what the word Marasha means. You cannot go ahead and count something which indeed is a Horasha. In that context, there the Rambam discusses Nesiyas Aron. That Nesiyas Aron is a mitzvah which is not Nesiyas Ladoros. But there was a change. Originally, the mitzvah was incumbent upon the Levim. it shifted, that Lidoros, it's a mitzvah on the Kohen. So I'm going to count it in Nia Mitzvos, because it is no Hegas Lidoros. But recognize that there was a shift. So I'm going to put it in Sefer Mitzvos, Mitzvah Lama Dehalid, because the mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron is indeed no Hegas Lidoros, but recognize that there was a moving part. There was a shift. So the Ramban, Ramban writes the following. How in the world? How do you argue that a mitzvah changes? That's part of the Ikariya Emunah, the Rambam, no? That mitzvahs do not change. Mitzvahs are not subject to change. A person's going to say, mitzvah was this way, and now it's that way. You know, that cannot be. Rabban writes, Chalilu anu, shenemar shetishtan shum mitzvah batorah. Chas v'shalom, how can you say a mitzvah changes? How can that possibly be? Ein hachinami, it could be that sometimes the Torah can tell us, you know what, that when Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there's certain seedlim that they had, Pesach Mitzrayim. That's not a shift in the mitzvah. But to say that there is a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah in the CSR, and the mitzvah changed, the Rabban writes that, how can you say that that's true? That denies like the whole concept of Marasha. And therefore the Ramban writes that no, that just like here in Parshas Naso, Nesiyas Aron is incumbent upon the Levim, that was true the Doros. Oh, fascinating machlokas. You know, we say in the Kinos and Tisha B'Av, no, the very beginning of the Kinos, no? The damam ram mipiyo no se ha'aram. The shira was silenced from those who carried the aram. You know, sometimes you have to interpret the psukim like creatively, but poshuv shah, like the Ramban. The shira was silenced from the Levim, who are identified as the no se ha'aram. But again, machlokas is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban writes that cannot be. Number one, chalish etishtan. How can it change? Number two, the Ramban quotes the Sugya and Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel. Where the Sugya and Sota points out the following, that you know what? There were certain unusual times that the Kohanim carried on. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Shlosh HaMakomos. Rabbi Yossi says, you know, in our history, there were select times that the Kohanim carried on. One is, you know what, when we crossed the Yarden. Other is when we surrounded Yericho. And then, you know what, when the urn was brought, the Beis Alamim. That's a Pasuk in Malachim Aleph from Perichez. That was done by the Kohanim. The Ramban says, the Sugyan Sod Lamed Gimel highlights. There were certain unusual times, where the Kohanim carried the urn. But the Ramban writes clearly now that those are exceptions that prove the rule. Those were exceptional. Because the mitzvah Doros is that the Levim carried Aron, according to the Rambam. exceptional. So, what do you mean the Sukkiah highlights in Sota, Daf Lamed Gimel that the role of the Kohanim at times, when there were monumental times, crossing the Yarden, going to Beis HaMikdash, Yericho, no, that was typical, that the Aron was carried by the Kohanim. Well, so how do you understand? How do you understand the Rambam Shita? You know, the Sefer HaChinuch almost always follows the Rambam. This is like a noted exception, no? Sefer HaChinuch in Shinai and Tes, where the Sefer HaChinuch writes, Va'ikra lefi hadoma kedivrei Rambam. Like, I have to admit, you know, I think the Ramban is right. You know, that, not that there was this major shift. How do you understand the Rambam shift? Take a look at that Sefer HaChinuch, Shinayin Tes. That's where the Sefer HaChinuch counts the mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron, like the Rambam, Lamed Aleph. The mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron. So the Menachas Chinuch just writes like a very brief kasha, leaves us to the Tzarechim. You know, but when you have that, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. You know, like, sometimes you can sleep, sometimes you can't sleep. No, this type, you can't sleep. No. Menachas Chinuch writes, why in the world is the mitzvah Nesiyas Aharon? Why is the mitzvah Nesiyas Aharon? The mitzvah should be Nesiyas HaKelim. HaKelim. No? After all, take a look in the parasha. You have to carry the Aron, that's of course. And maybe the Aron is central, I understand. But you also have to carry the Shulchan. You have to carry the menorah. Not like... The Aron is an example of, but there are many other Kelim. There are many other Kelim. So therefore, if there's a mitzvah, the mitzvah is Nesiyas HaAron. The mitzvah is Nesiyas HaAron. The mitzvah is Nesiyas HaKelim. So why is it then? And when the Rambam and Lamed Daled describes the mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch follows suit, Shnei and Tess, they speak about a mitzvah of Nesiyas HaAron. What do you mean Nesiyas HaAron? The mitzvah is you carry the Aron, but together with all other Kelim, the mitzvah is Nesiyas HaKelim. No? Why are you insulting the Shulchan? Are you insulting the menorah? Why are you? No. So that's the thing that the Brisk Rav picks up. This kasha of Menachas Chinuch. So there must be a teretz. Menachas Chinuch writes Sarachim. No, but what's the teretz? What's the teretz? No. So the Brisk Rav writes the following. Realize that what you have in Parshas Nasa is a horasha. It's a rasha. What's the nature of this rasha? How do you transport the kelim from here and on? From here in the midbar, mitachana latachana, from one stop to another. And you know what? Eventually, adbon lebeis alamim. Eventually, beis hamikdash. That's going to take a very long time. So how do you go ahead and transport all of the kelim? All of the kelim. Okay. The Torah has to tell us how that's done. But you ready for this? That whole era is a horasha. How it is that you transport all the kelim? All the kelim. Beginning here with these parshios of Mishkan. And guess what? Hundreds and hundreds of years until you reach Beis Olamim. All of that is our Rasha. All of it is our Rasha. So how you go ahead and transport the Kelim until you reach the Makom Mikdash? You know, sometimes we think about our Rasha as a one-time event. Our Rasha could be something that lasts for years. One of them is Reb Chaim's Chedushin. Why is it that the Ram doesn't count? Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim Minyan HaMitzvos. We discussed this in the past, no? Because it's only Harasha. Because we paskin that, like Ben Zoma, Yom and Laila, and not Lahavi the Moshe Mashiach. That means there's going to come a time, Moshe Mashiach, where Hinei Yom and Boim Lo Yom Arod, we're not going to praise Hashem for Yitzias Mitzrayim. That means it's Harasha. Harasha lasts thousands of years, but it's Harasha. It's not Oegos Lodoros. You know, thousands of years is pretty small. You talk about the life of eternity. No, that's called Harasha. See, this is a long Harasha. From the time of Mishkan until Beis Olamim, that's Harasha. That's Harasha. That doesn't belong in Sefer Mitzvos. In Sefer Mitzvos, you don't count Harasha. You know what? There's something unusual in Nesiyas Aharon. Even once you reach Beis Olamim, there are times, for example, the Shas Mochama, that the Aron will be transported. That's not a Harasha until you reach your destination. That, in principle, is a mitzvah which is Oegos Lodoros. Oh, so the Brisk Rav writes the following. There are two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah which is Harasha of Nesiyas HaKelim, but the mitzvah which is Lodoros, that is uniquely the mitzvah Nesiyas Aron. You never find the mitzvah Lodoros of Nesiyas HaShulchan. You never find a mitzvah Lodoros of carrying a menorah. But mitzvah Lodoros is only Nesiyas HaAron. So guess what? That's exactly the answer to the Menachas Chinuch kasha. Why is it that the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos only talks about Nesiyas HaAron and the Sefer HaChinuch follows suit? Because That is the only mitzvah d'oros. That's the only mitzvah that belongs in Sefer Mitzvahs. Carrying Shar Kelim is only considered to be Orosha. Wow, it's not mamish to answer the Minchas Chinuch. Now you can rest at night. No? What do you mean, Sarachim? The mitzvah is only Nesiyas Aron. Kelim is only Orosha. Oh, so the Rishkor writes the following. If that's true, that's the answer to Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban says, Chalila Shenishtan. How can a mitzvah change? How can a mitzvah change? You know what the answer is? You have Orosha, you have mitzvah d'oros. Is that such a kasha? You know, Pesach is coming, and I see this guy, and he's putting blood on the mezuzos and the mashkel. You know? So I kind of go over to him gently, and I say, you know, you don't have to do that. You know? I thought, what do you mean? It's a pasuk in Chumash, you know? I thought, no, but that was only Orosha. And he said, I did that when the left Mitzrayim, but that's not a mitzvah d'oros. So imagine he starts screaming, what do you mean? You think the mitzvah satori can change? It was this, it was that, but you know, the answer is, you have it so often. There could be a rasha and a mitzvah d'oros. A rasha and a mitzvah d'oros. Of course that's true. Ramban is balav chalev shetishtane. The rasha is nesiyas hakelim, and that was shevet Levi. And there's a mitzvah d'oros who's a nesiyas aron, that's only upcoming by the kohanim. That really is not called. That's not called a shinui in a chetzer shal mitzvah. Just like Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Adoros are certainly different. That's not a breach of a kari muna. Chalil shetishtame. That's not considered to be a shinui at all. Those are considered to be two independent dinim. I will tell you the following. The way that Briskarav quotes this, it's mamish, like there are two completely different hagdaros, two different sivuyim. One is a horasha, and the other is a mitzvah l'doros. And the karos and it's like Pesach Mitzrayim. So that's exactly why the Rambam does not mention a siyas hakelim in Sefer Mitzvos. And that's why the Rambam did not think that this is considered to be like, you know, chalila shetishtane. It's not one seamless mitzvah. But rather that difference. Okay. I'll tell you just a couple of others. The first one I'll tell you is maybe more minor, the second I think is more major. When you look in the Rambam, there in Sefer Mitzvah, Samad Dalet, the Rambam is clearly bothered. The Rambam is like really bothered. Now, why is it that originally the Levim, and ultimately the Kohanim. Vim Tomer, no? And what's the Rambam's Vish Lomar? Realize, Miyot Misfar HaKohanim, there are only a handful of Kohanim, so necessarily, Shevet Levi had to be included, but ultimately they were not included. Now, how do you understand like that Shakut Atari of the Rambam? How can it be? The answer is, you know, Bin Tomer, Yishlomar. Like, how pressing was the kasha? So I would just make the following order. You know, the Brisker Rav is so good, maybe too good. No. There's a Horasha, there's a Mitzvah Daros. You know, when you look in the Rambam regarding Pesach, the Rambam's not bothered. How is it possible that Bnei Yisrael were told to put the dam on the mashko? And we don't do that. And the Rambam's answer, you know, because it was necessary for them, and it's not a tzivui for us. Like, is that such a kasha? Is that, how do you have a rosh and how do you have a mitzvah l'doros? You know? So I would just say, you know what? In light of the Brisker Rav, you have to kind of really soften the Rambam. This is not really a kasha. This is not really a tiyufta. This isn't like a tzarechim. This is just what I would call like a ha'ar. It's an observation. No? It's an observation. Or time at the crow. It's not really a kasha. But why is it that the Horasha and the Mitzvah d'oros are different? Like, was it just a chok? Like, why? Why is it different? Oh, you know what the answer is? Because me at Mispar Kohanim. Because there are only a handful of Kohanim. So I understand why there was a change. You know, but the fact that there's a change is not earth shattering. There's always a change between Ohr HaShem and Mitzvah Torahs. But it's important to understand why indeed that's true. I would just say, you know, when you look at the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, you get the impression that it's really like, you know, a kash and a terah. It's not just simply like derech ha'ara omru. Okay. But I'll tell you the following. If all this is true, and you're writing the Sefer Mitzvos, and you want to reference the mitzvah of the CSR, what would you quote? No? Oh, mitzvah Amadala is the mitzvah of the CSR, and its source is, maybe that's Akasha. No? The source is what? The Rambam writes the source is Parshas Nasa, because if you saw. That's surprising, no? It's not the source, no? That's a completely separate mitzvah of Nesiyas HaKeinu, which is not Noegas L'Doros, which is a compound of Levim. That really is not true. It's not true. The source is Parshas Eken, that Pasuk reads so beautifully according to the Rambam. Ve'isahi, Hivdo Shevet Levi, L'Seisaron, the Shor Savarach Bishmo. So if I'm writing the Sefer HaMitzvos and I'm telling that, you know what, there's a mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron, you know what I would write? There's a mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron, Parshas Eken. The Rambam does not write that, no? The Rambam writes the source of this mitzvah, Mitzvah Adalat, is Parshas Nasa. That I will tell you this. Sorry. You know, maybe one could argue, you know what, that the Rambam quotes the first reference, not the ultimate reference. It's first reference in Parshas Nasa. But it is surprising because it's not merely a reference, like that's a separate Horasha. Surprising that would be referenced, no? Like the Rambam's going to tell us the mitzvahs that are in the Heges L'Doros of Pesach and tell you about the Dam, the Mezuzah Samashkov. So then I think it's a tzarechi, but why indeed would that be the case? Why does the Rambam quote? Because if you sell, and the Rambam doesn't mention a pasuk of Isaiah, right? A parsha sayin. What you do gain, according to Briskra as well, though, is the yishuv to the Ramban's kasha from Sota Lama Gimel. That what do you mean? There were certain exceptions where the Kohanim carried. You know what the answer is? There was a harasha. This was a huge harasha. It began in the Midbar, but it extended until they reached Beis Olamim. Oh, so therefore, when they crossed the Yarden, Yericho, that was all part of the era of the Hora Hashav. So those were exceptional cases. Those were exceptional cases during the Hora Hashav that we asked the Kohanim. Because during that window of time, it was the Levim, Mikra Adin. But still, I would tell you that dichotomy, right, is pretty significant, and it begs those two questions. What was troubling the Rambam, and why the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Ekev, and not so not in Parshas Ekev? What's another possibility in the Rambam? Sir, I think this is a very important yisod in general. Right? Whenever you're learning, or any mitzvah, it's critical to be able to distinguish between, right, the Hagdaras HaMitzvah and the Protei HaMitzvah. Every mitzvah has details. You know, a mitzvah has a heart and soul. A mitzvah has an essence. And a mitzvah has detail. And that's like fascinating alumnus and learning. What is the ikar mitzvah? And what are the details? What is the detail? The Rambam brings up all right soon. Shorash Shvi. Don't count pratim, chelkei mitzvahs, independent mitzvahs. The Rambam also has a similar Shoresh Yud Aleph. Sometimes it's not so easy to tell, but what exactly is the Ikar HaMitzvah? What are considered part of the Pratei? The Pratei HaMitzvah. You know? It's a shame to come in here now to Chalitza. Now, Chalitza has a lot of Pratei HaMitzvah. There's Rikika, there's Kriya Saparsha. No? But you know what I would tell you? All right, maybe I have to prove it, but you know what I would tell you? There's a real difference between the chalitza and the rekika. No? You know what I would tell you? Chalitza without chalitza is not chalitza. No, I skipped a part. I didn't do the chalitza. You're going to say, you didn't do chalitza? You didn't do chalitza, that's not chalitza. You tell me, oh, you know, I skipped something, I forgot the rakika. Oh, you know what, Oz, is that the ikuvim? Oh, you know, you have to learn, this was chalitza. What is makiv, what's not makiv? No. It wouldn't be absurd to say that that's not li'ikuvah. No? Guess what? It's not li'ikuvah. Is chalitza li'ikuvah? Of course chalitza li'ikuvah. No? It's not chalitza without chalitza. Is it chalitza without rakika, without kriya saparsha? Maybe yes. Is the seder makiv? Is the rakika makiv? All the details. No. It's so obvious that, you know what, there. That's the Rambam's example, that chalitza is one mitzvah. Chalitza, accompanied by rakika, accompanied by kriya saparsha. It doesn't mean that they're all equal. But it's always important to be able to distinguish between the Hagdaras HaMitzvah, the Ikar HaMitzvah, the essence of, as opposed to Prate HaMitzvah. You know, if you ask me, like, in terms of Derech HaLimud, where to look? You know what? If you look in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's not always clear, because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs applies the detail as well. No? The Rambam applies a lot of the detail. You want to look in a place where the Rambam is going to present the essence of the mitzvah in the most concise way. So where exactly would you look? So I'll tell you like a couple suggestions. Now, one is the Rambam has a minyan mitzvahs in the very beginning of the Arach HaZaka, where the Rambam writes as briefly as he can the essence of the mitzvah. The essence, I mean, has a list. And guess what? That has the Hasakas Araivit, no? Where the Rambam disagrees. This is a mitzvah, this is not a mitzvah. Just like you have the Hasakas Ramban, the Sefer Mitzvahs, the Hasakas Araivit on the Minyan HaMitzvahs. We call that the Minyan HaMitzvahs HaKatsa of the Rambam. You know where also is a very good place to look? Every time the Rambam begins halachos, the Rambam tells you, you know what? I'm about to discuss these mitzvahs. It's not a Sefer Mitzvahs where the Rambam presents all the mitzvahs that the Rambam does, right? In the series of halachos, but in the koteris, in the very beginning, the Rambam writes, you know, these are the mitzvahs that indeed I'm about to discuss. So there's a mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron that we know. You know what? So I'll tell you a few possibilities. Now, how would you describe the mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron, right, in a skeletal form? Ignoring the Prate HaMitzvah, but stressing, highlighting the essence of the mitzvah. But obviously you want to acknowledge that the Aron is carried, right? The mitzvah is Nesiyas Aron. So you want to mention Nesiyas Aron. That's true. How is it carried? Oh, kasif yisal. It's carried on the shoulder. How is it carried? Who carries? Oh, the Rambam Kohanim. No? So that's a fascinating issue. What is carried? How is it carried? Who is it carried? No? So guess what? The Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs Lamadal mentions everything, all those details. But how would the Rambam describe it in the briefest of ways? Now that I think is an important part. So guess what? When the Rambam describes in the very beginning of Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, I'm about to discuss many mitzvahs. The sixth mitzvah I'm about to discuss is Lasei Sa'aron Ala Kasif. That's the Rambam describes it. So you know, I'll tell you about that formulation, that's striking. Lasei Sa'aron Ala Kasif. You know what's striking about it? The Rambam adds one thing and omits one thing. No? I could have said Lasei Sa'aron. No, the Rambam adds Ala Kasif. That the Rambam includes. What does the Rambam include? What does the Rambam omit? Lasei HaKohanim Ha'aron Ala Kasif. The Rambam does not mean anything about the Kohanim. The Kohanim. Wow. If you take a look at the Nehemiah Mitzvah Sakatsa, Mitzvah Lamedalit, the Rambam writes the same thing. Lasei Sa'aron Ala Kasif. Ala Kasif. Wow. You know, you start Hilchos Klei HaMikdash before you get to Halacha Aleph. You know that the Aron is carried on the shoulders, not on an agala. Okay. Who carries the Aron? Guess what? Just start reading, no? You have to read and read and read. You get to Perek Gimel Halacha Ches. Oh, that's what the Rambam writes. The Kohanim. So clearly the Rambam is not giving equal footing to how the Aronis carry and who carries them. That's just a very important Aron. No. The Rambam could have said mitzvahs lasseis Aron. The Rambam could have said lasseis kohanim Aron. The Rambam could have said lasseis kohanim alkaseh. And the Rambam writes lasseis Aron alkaseh. So you know what you see? Apparently an important chiddush. That the Rambam distinguished between how the Aron is carried as opposed to who carries the Aron. Meaning, who carries the Aron is part of the details. That's part of the proteins. But how the Aron is carried, that's part of the essence of the mitzvah. Why would that be? Well, I'll tell you the following. You know, the Aron represents, imagine. That's the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Chav, the Ramban of Mitzvah Lamed Gimel. You know, the Aron was not part of Avoda, Now, all of the Kelim, the purpose was Avoda. The Ramban calls that Hechshem Mitzvah. You need the clean to do an Avoda, the Aron. The Aron is not clean Avoda. The Aron's presence by essence is necessary. The Aron is part of the Mekadesh. Of the Mishkan, part of the Kaddish of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabban at the beginning of Parshas Truma, Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash is to preserve Mamad and Sinai. You have to have the Aron and the Luchas, and the Gemara, Sefer Torah, either in or accompanied by the Aron. No. But realize the primacy of the Aron Hashem. So if there's a mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron, part of the heart and soul of the mitzvah is the Aron has to be carried in the most reverential way. Halakaseh. It's okay to put the Shulchan on a wagon. But the Nosei Ha'aron. Aron Nosei is Nosav. That's part of the essence of the mitzvah. In a very different context. You know what? A person wants to show incredible, like Kavod HaMeis. So you know what? You're going to have people gently handling the Aron, as opposed to just like putting it on a wagon, push, and all of a sudden you're directing the Aron to the Makam HaKfura. Now, like, that's the mitzvah b'kasef yisav. Who carries the Aron? I would tell you that's a detail. I would even tell you the detail is consistent. Who should carry the Aron? You know what I'll tell you? The Chashuvim. The most prominent individuals. Who are the most prominent individuals? Oh, so you know what the Rambam writes? Originally, there was a handful of Kohanim. So to have the Aron counted by those who are most prominent, that was the Levim. Well, now that you have an abundance of Kohanim, the most prominent ones who are the Nosei Aron are the... You know what I would compare it to? There's a mitzvah, that's the Ram a little bit earlier, mitzvah chapeis, of Shmiras HaMikdash. You know how the Rambam describes the mitzvah of Shmiras HaMikdash? And say for mitzvah chapeis, why do you think you have to watch the mikdash? The Rambam is more foolish. Because you think we're afraid of what? Robbers are going to come in the mikdash. People are going to come and infiltrate. The Rambam says, you know why you have to engage in Shmiras HaMikdash? Begadlo lechavlo ramo. To show that you revere the Makom Mikdash. You revere the Makom. You're going to leave it unguarded. You revere the Makom Mikdash. You're not going to leave it unguarded. The Rambam writes, Eno domo palturin sheish lov shomrim. The palturin sheim lov shomrim. No? You're not going to leave it unguarded, not because you're afraid. You're afraid of. No, lahavdol. No. You see, like the Buckingham Palace. No. You see the changing of the guard. You know what? Why they do all those funny things? Who knows? No. One thing is clear. No. In their eyes, this is a really chashiva place. No. This is chashivas. This is not security. But it's like grandeur, splendor. No, it's malchus. No, that's how the Rambam describes Shmiras HaMikdash. So guess what? Who are the Shomrei HaMikdash? Who are the Shomrei HaMikdash? No, Mishnah and Talmud. You know what? This is not like minimum wage. You know? The Shomrei HaMikdash. The Kohanim, the Levim. You know, those that we have that have the highest Kedusha, those are the Shomrei Mismeres Hashem. Because the purpose is the Gadol L'Chav L'Ravamo. That's pretty important. That's how the Rambam understood Poshup Shat Nesiyas Aram, that the essence of Nesiyas Aram is all Akasiv. And who carries Aram? That's very important. But you know, that's Prate HaMitzvah. That can slide. That can slide. If the most prominent that you have in Levium, most prominent you have the Kohanim, but the essence of the Mitzvah Akasiv Yisrael. So maybe one could suggest the following Chiddush. You know what? If the Rambam would have suggested that the mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron is Bakasif Yisrael, but that was only true then. Ledoros, put it on a wagon. You know what? I would have gotten up and screamed. No? Chalila Shetishtan. How in the world? No. That's a change in the essence of the mitzvah. The essence of the mitzvah is Bakasif Yisrael. And any change is just, you know, like it's filtering out. You know what? The Chashuv HaKal changed as history developed. So it started as Levim, started the Kohen. That's not called the Shinui in the Mitzvah. The Aron should be carried Ba'ofen HaKavod, in the most reverential way, by the Chashuv HaKal. And you know what? That can slide. That's not Chalil Shetishtanen. And that's why I would suggest when the Rambam is Magdir the Mitzvah, well, the Rambam does not emphasize who carries the Aron. That's not the Hagdaras HaMitzvah. The Hagdaras HaMitzvah is Bakasiv. Bakasiv Yisrael. How it's carried. And therefore, I'll ask you the following, that what really is the source of the Mitzvah? The source of the Mitzvah, Bakasiv Yisrael, is Parshas Naso. And therefore, when the Rambam references the Mitzvah, the Rambam doesn't look Parshas Eker. That was an important shift. Levim to Kohanim. But the Rambam, the Hadaras HaMitzvah, which is Parshas Nasa. And that's why it's not just simply an independent Horasha, but it's a shift. That's what the Rambam's bothered. It is a shift. But the answer is it's a shift in the Prate HaMitzvah, Mi'at Mispar Kohanim. And that's not called a Shinui Cheftu Shal Mitzvah. And here I'll tell you what I think is like a stunning deal. But I want you to take a look and go through and see which cases yes, which cases no. But I'll tell you like an incredible deal. The Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos, beginning with Mitzvah Chaf Beis, the next 20 Mitzvos, the Rambam describes the responsibilities of the Kohanim and the Levim. Okay. So you ready for this deal? This is like a real deal. You have to be careful what you can say from Mitzvahs. Because the Sefer Mitzvahs is a translation. No. So you have to kind of go back and really look, make sure before you have all these diukim in the Rambam. There's a very small Sefer Mitzvah of Chaim Heller. That's incredibly meduyuk. Going back to the original Lashon HaRambam. Because, you know, before you start with Diyukim, you have to be careful. In Yad HaChazaka, where the Rambam penned every syllable, you can say the Rambam used this term, not that term. Before you start, like in Sefer Mitzvahs, be careful, you know. These are translations. And they're different translations that we have. The translations are very different from one another. So you have to just be mindful. Same thing in Parashat Mishnayos. You have to be careful about Diyukim, particularly Shonos, especially in those areas. So this is a real deal. We'll go back to the original. It's this way. No? 20 mitzvahs the Rambam has. Right? Responsibilities of Kohanim and Levim. You ready for this? Half the time, the Rambam writes Tzivon. We are commanded. Half the time, the Rambam writes Itzavu HaKohanim. when he stabbed all of you. That, I think, is an incredible deal. Worth coming just to that. No? Half the time the Rambam writes Sivonim, half the time the Rambam writes Nistav HaKonim, Nistav HaLadim. Why? Why? So I will tell you the following. You know what? There's certain things that the Kohen does that I would say are Chovas HaGavra, a personal Sivui, a Karkafta de Gavra, and comment upon the Kohen. If that's the case, you know what the Rambam is going to say? Nistav HaKonim. Yistav HaKonim. But I'll tell you something else. There are certain things that the Kohanim do, I would tell you in a much broader sense, Shluchei Didam. The Chiyuv really is on all of Klal Yisrael. The Chiyuv really is on all of Klal Yisrael. But how is it that we discharge our obligation? How do we do it? Oh, you know what the answer is? Al Yidei. Al Yidei, HaKonim V'Alevim. Certain things that Kohen does as an individual, and certain things that Kohen do as Nitzige HaTzibur, representatives of the Tzibur itself. If that really would be true, I'll tell you, wow, that would be magnificent, no? So the Rambam speaks about the former, the Rambam speaks about Nitzdav HaKonim. When the Rambam speaks about the latter, Tzivanu, Tzivanu. If this wouldn't be done, who would be taken to task? Sometimes I take the Kohen to task. Sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu will take Klal Yisrael to task. Now, if this is not done, who is the Balach Rayis? Who is the Balach Rayis? So I ask you the following. You know what? A Kohen is going to do Avoda. Before he does Avoda, he has to engage in Kiddush Adam for life. You know? Would you say that's a personal chiyuv? Would you say that's a collective chiyuv? No. You know what I would suggest? Kiddush Adam Raglayim. It's a personal chiyuv incumbent upon the Kohen. No? That's my responsibility. Kiddush Adam Raglayim. So as an example. So when it comes to Kiddush Adam Raglayim, that's Mitzvah Chaf Dalet, the Rambam writes, Tziv HaKohenim, Nitzav HaKohenim. The Kohen is chayv in Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Well, we mentioned Shmiras HaMikdash as an example. The pasuk tells us now, Ushmartim es mishmeres amod. Who is it that has to see to it that occurred? You know what I would tell you? That's a chiyuv in all of Klal Yisrael. You have to revere. You have to see to it that legadol lachav. That's only a chiyuv on the Kohen. Legadol lachav derom alav. That's a hashkafa. That's a mindset. That's incumbent upon all of Klal Yisrael. How do we demonstrate legad b'lacharoma? You know what the answer is? By appointing, not the minimum wage, no, by appointing the Kohen and the Levim to be the Shomer, Mikdash Hashem. No, very established, no? So guess what? It's a chabez. The Rambam writes Simana. When it comes to Shmir Samikdash. When it comes to Shmir Samikdash. Well, so I'll leave a lot of the rest up to you. I'll take a look. Reb Chaim has a whole deal. Oh, this week's parasha, Birchas Kohanim. Is that a mitzvah only on the Kohanim? Or is the chiyuv on the Yisraelim to be the subject of the bracha? Is there any chiyuv incumbent upon the Yisrael when it comes to Birchas Kohanim? Well, the Ritva is Mefurish, and Sukkah Lamed Aleph, that only the Kohanim. And it's known the opposite sheet is the Sefer Charedim in Perek Dalet that no, there's a Chiyuv on the Yisrael to be the Mizmarech. Well, Reb Chaim maintained in the Rambam sheet it's only a Chiyuv coming upon the Kohen. The Kohen. I'll tell you a great Raya. Reb Chaim doesn't quote this Raya. I'll tell you a great Raya. When it comes to Mitzvah Chavav, Nesias Kapayim, what does the Rambam write? Tzivanu, Ernie Stav HaKohen. No. I think that would be a great Raya. Guess what? No? Ooh, Chavav, Nistav HaKohen. Yisav HaKonim. Yeah, I think that pops, no? Yeah, it's not. If there was a chiyuv in the Yisrael to do Nizbarech, the Rambam should say Tzivanu. We are obligated to. They bless, and we're the recipient of. The Rambam says Yisav HaKonim. Yisav HaKonim. Wow. So what about when it comes to Nesiyas HaAron? So I want you to go through all 20 now over Shabbos and see what fits. I think they're all great. No, but the mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron. Guess what the Rambam writes? Tzivanu. Not Nitzdavu HaKohanim. Because Nitzdavu HaKohanim is not the Hagdaras HaMitzvah. The Hagdaras HaMitzvah is Bakasif Yisov. But you have to see to it that the Aron is carried in the most reverential way. How is that done? You know what the answer is? Well, if you only have a couple of Kohanim, you know, we're going to ask Levium to do it. When you have an abundance of Kohanim, we're going to ask the Kohanim to do it. That's not a shinui in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is tzivanu. Klal Yisrael is obligated to see to it that the Aron is carried ba'of and agavod. And who carries the Aron is an important sliding detail. And therefore, it's not called a shinui in chetzishah mitzvah. And therefore, I will tell you that's so meduyik that the Rambam writes indeed that that's true. I have to take a look at those Rambams. Maybe when you look at those 20 Rambams, some of them don't seem to fit exactly, but then you have to really be ma'ayim. And maybe, you know, when it comes to cedar lechem upon it. The Kohanim takes the lechem and puts it on the table, on the shulchan, no? The Rambam writes tzivanu, you know? Okay. You know what I will tell you? This recurs all separate shir. That the lechem upon it is not just midini avoda. The lechem upon him is midini ha-shulchan. The shulchan is chaser without the lechem upon him. Klal Yisrael is obligated to make a shulchan, and the shulchan is incomplete unless it has lechem upon him. So you know what you're going to say? Can you prove it? Okay, so I would need time, but I think the answer is yes. No? That the lechem upon him is midini ha-shulchan, not just simply midini avoda. If it's midini avoda, you know what I would say? Call me. It's midini ha-shulchan. That's a chiyuv and coming to Baal Klal Yisrael. If there is no shulchan, Klal Yisrael is going to be held accountable. Oh, so when it comes to the davka, sidur lechem apanim, the rabbi writes sivanim, not yisav ha-kohanim. And I think they'll go through all the mitzvahs, you'll see that it's a very, very fascinating deal. That's part of that hagdah, the importance of the mitzvah of Nesiyas Aron. So take a look if you can. That second letter in the Brisker up, right? And then take a look at these Rambams. Right? I think it's an important Hagdarah for Derech Halima to be able to sense these nuances in the Rambam sheet and differences between the Hagdarah Semitz as opposed to Pratim. Okay, Smirch Hashem, we'll continue every Tosh Shivan on Sunday. Good.
If you can see it's carrying the heart, it will come before. I usually never feel proud of being in the middle of it.